blessing to be here again this morning. I don't have my husband here today, but he's here with me in spirit, right? And so it was so exciting. We had a wonderful time with those of you who were here yesterday on Saturday. We had an awesome time. Thank God for all of you that were here. I honor my guest. Well, I'm the guest. I'm so used to saying the other way, right? Pastor Dawn inviting us to come and minister here today and yesterday. And it was a pleasure meeting her. I said yesterday that this house is a house of excellence, right? And you can see excellence all over it. You can see excellence in the way they treated us when we arrived, to the hotel, to the food, to everything. And such a heart of giving, right? Givers never lack for anything. Givers never lack. Givers always have. Right? I'm a giver. I believe in giving. I believe in sowing. I believe in being kind to people. I believe, because you know, when you sow good gifts are going to come back to you. Right? And so appreciate the young people and so appreciate the worship team. Such a wonderful presence of the Lord this morning. Right? So my name is Jennifer McKeezy. I'm married to Jay McKeezy. We've been married for 41 years. This year, September. And God has been so good to us, right? He blessed us with four wonderful children, two boys and two girls. And he blessed us with six grandchildren. And the oldest grandchild, she's 16. She'll be 17 in November. And the youngest is 2.5 years old. So it's wonderful, you know. And I love my grandkids. I love spending time with them and just hanging out with them. We took a couple of them to Canada. So I was born in Trinidad. My husband was born in Belize. And we met up in Montreal, Canada, in school, in college. So we met in college, and we were 18, 19 years old when we met in English class. And we became really good friends. We dated for 4 years. And after 4 years, we got married, you know. And he wanted to marry me after about a year. But I was like, no. I'm too young. I can't get married. But, you know, it was so wonderful how life has grown us. And we've been pastoring a church called New Vision Christian Center. So we've been pastoring in Orlando, and we've been there. Actually, God brought us to Orlando. And today I'm going to teach on the secret place, right? On the secret place. Because I love the secret place. And today we were worshiping about entering into his presence, right? Going through that open door of his presence. And there's nothing like the presence of God. You know, there's nothing like the presence. You know, I learned over my years of spending time with God. You know, I've been saved now 36 years, right? I used to be a Muslim. I grew up being a Muslim in a Muslim home. And I got converted supernaturally in that we had family praying for us and just interceding for us. My husband's mom and aunt and another lady prayed for us and interceded for us coming to the kingdom. And I got born again. My experience was my husband and I had gone to a trip, and I was pregnant with my second child. And I had a vision. And in my vision, in my dream, I saw Jesus. And I said, Jesus, I want to get to the mountains, but I don't know how to get there. And Jesus said, take my hands and I will bring you there. And I put my hand in the hand of Jesus, and I started walking up this mountain. And I woke up just crying because I knew I had an encounter with God. I knew all the prayers. I was running away. My husband was studying in accounting. I was studying in nursing. And we just had fun. We didn't want Jesus. We didn't want Jesus. We wanted to have fun and live life, you know. And that was for older people. And we just wanted to have a good time. But Jesus wanted us. He wanted us. And my life was transformed. And from young in my Christian walk, I learned about the secret place. And I learned about pursuing God. I learned that there's no other way in life that I can make it but without Jesus. You know, Catherine Kuhlman said that, you know, I'm a zero without God. I'm a zero without God. And we are zeros without God. With him, we can do everything. But without him, we can do nothing. So our total dependency is upon Jesus. I learned how to love him. I learned in the early years of my ministry, in the early years of my life, how to commit my heart to him, how to go daily. Okay, Psalms 91 verse 1 said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwells, he that lives in the secret place, he that makes a secret place his dwelling place, he that makes a secret place his abode, you know, his secret place. You live in Fort Lauderdale, right? This is your place. This is where you dwell. This is where you abode, right? We all have homes where we live and abode. But the Bible says he that dwells in that secret place, he that wants to find his sustenance, he that wants to find time to be in the presence of God, living in that secret place of the Most High God, not just in any place, but in the presence of the living God, where he comes and where he meets with you, where he talks to you, where you know him and he knows you, and where you become intimately acquainted. You know, Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. He wanted to know God. He wanted to become intimately acquainted with God. And in order for us to walk in this Christian life, we have to walk and we have to live intimately acquainted with God in that secret place, getting to know him. See, whoever you hang out with, you become. Amen. The Bible said to be conformed to the image of his son. And in order to us to be conformed to the image of his son, we have to know his son, which means we have to be intimate with him, which means we got to dwell in that secret place of the Most High God. And when we live in that secret place, he said what? He will cover us. He said what? Under his wings, right? He will overshadow us. He will overshadow us with his presence. Right? He that dwells in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. To dwell under his covering, to dwell under his shade. Come on, you are protected. We are protected when we're in that secret place. We are kept by his presence. He is our hiding place. That secret place is a hiding place where he hides us from storm, where he hides us from adversity, where he hides us from hard things in life, where he hides us from the cares of the world, where he hides us from the plans of the enemy. He covers us, come on, with his glory. The more we spend time in his presence, the more his glory overshadows us and covers us with his presence. And the enemy cannot get at us, because there's a glory of God over us. When he sees us, he sees the glory of God. When he sees us, he sees the presence of God. He sees the anointing of God. Hallelujah. And we are just covered. He said in Psalms 8, he said, what is man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you visited him? You made him a little lower than Elohim, which is God. And you crown man with glory and honor. He crowns us with glory and honor in his presence. The glory of God that's upon the Father God comes upon us. And his glory overshadows us. He said he crowns us with glory. Come on, he crowns us with glory. When we are singing, when we are worshiping, the glory of God fills the house. The Bible said he inhabits the praises of his people. Yes. He comes and dwells. He comes and sits. And he loves when the presence of God is here. And he comes and he loves it when the saints of God worship him. He lives in it. He lives in the glory of God. He lives in the presence of God. He said, in my presence, there's fullness of joy. Right? In his presence, there's fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. Come on, if we need joy today, all we need to be is in the presence of the Lord. Come on. You go in the presence of the Lord. Come on, all sadness will go from you. All fear will go from you. Come on, all oppression will go from you. All doubting will go from you. All unbelief will go. When you come in the presence of God and you say, God, I need you. God, I desire you. God, I want to be with you. I want to live with you. Come on, the presence of God, that secret place is where we connect with God in prayer. We connect with him in prayer. Come on, we connect. He connects with us, and we connect with him. The secret place is where heaven comes to earth. Come on, where heaven comes to earth, where God comes and invades our space. Come on, where heaven comes to earth. Come on, when you worship God and you go in that secret place, come on, heaven comes to earth because heaven says, you know what? When your spirit man becomes in tune with the spirit of God, heaven comes to earth. It invades your space where you are. The glory of God is there. The presence of God is there. And you know God is in that place. God is in that place. God is in that place. He invades our life. Come on, he encounters you. He encounters you. Come on, I love my husband. I appreciate my husband. I honor and respect him highly. Come on, but there's nothing like the presence of God. There's nothing like the glory of God. It fills you and you feel like, man, I'm a giant. Come on, I'm a giant. I'm a giant killer. I'm a giant slayer. Just like you took those sticks and you were beating today. Come on, you were beating. Come on, in the presence of God, you are a giant slayer. In the presence of God, you are more than a conqueror. In the presence of God, you're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You're a winner and not a quitter. You're victorious and not defeated. Come on, you're blessed going in. You're blessed coming on. You're blessing your line down. You're blessing your rising. You're blessing your leisure. You're blessing your labor. You're blessing everything you put your hand to do prospers because you are in the presence of God. Come on, he's caused us to be the head and not the tail. Come on, we don't serve a God that doesn't bless us. We don't serve a God. He said in Genesis 1, he said, I have blessed you. He said, and he blessed them. Come on, he blessed them. He's given, he empowered them to prosper. He spoke a blessing upon man, right? And God has already blessed us with everything we so hope and desire. You see, it's all up in my spirit. You see, I haven't opened my notes yet. But, you know, it's in my spirit. It's in my spirit because when you spend time with the Lord, come on, when you spend time with the Lord, come on, when you spend time in his word, come on, daily, daily, you know, daily my delight is with the Lord. Every single morning I get up. This is my life, all right? My life is. I get up in the morning and I go straight to my word. Come on, is this good? I go straight to the word and I worship God. I pray. I talk to God. I read my scriptures. I read my devotions and I spend time. Then I make my husband breakfast. Come on. I make him breakfast. Yeah, I make him breakfast. Every single morning I make him breakfast. Come on. I make him lunch. Come on. I make him dinner. Come on. I take care of my husband. That's why we've been married so long. He loves. I believe in taking care of your husband and doing all those necessary things. Come on. Come on. Even if you got to make him oatmeal. Come on, ladies. Even if you got to cut him up some fruit. Come on. Even if you got to do something. Do something. Come on. McDonald's must not be his breakfast every day. Hello. Come on. He doesn't need to be running through the drive-thru. Come on. You'll be the drive-thru. Make him some breakfast. Come on, surprise him. Come on, get up a few minutes early. Come on, if you get up a few, come on, you know, I'm a nurse by profession. And so, you know, I'd have to get up early in the morning, go to work and all that. And I would always say, God, I have to give you your time. So I would give God his time before anything else. And I had to make sure that I would wake up before everybody else. Because if I don't spend time with God, I am like a bear. Oh, I get so upset. This bothers me, that bothers me, because I did not get my God fix. Oh, you know, people say, I got to get a Starbucks fix. No, I got to get a God fix. I got to get a God fix. I got to be in the presence of God. He said in Psalm 63:7, because you have been my help, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. Amen. You can write on, if you're writing down these scriptures, he said, Isaiah 51:16, he's covered me with the shadow of his wings. Hallelujah. Secret place is where intimacy with God, where we go and get directions. If you need directions in your life, you go to the secret place. Come on, you spend time with God. It's a place where we find fullness of joy. I shared on that. Come on, it's a secret place. You know, in John 3:13, Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, and he said, no one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, who is in heaven, which is the Son of Man, who is in heaven. So Jesus said, Nicodemus, I'm talking to you about spiritual things. He said, Nicodemus, look, I'm here with you right now in person. I'm talking to you. I went up to heaven. I came back down from heaven. But right now, Nicodemus, my position is I'm in heaven. I'm in heaven. Why did he say that? He said, Nicodemus, positionally, I and my Father are one. I'm always communing with my Father. And so even though I'm here, heaven is where I am. Heaven is at my... He said, why did he say? He said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's at arm's reach. You can touch it. It's all around you. That's my Jesus. But you see, Jesus, the only way he could have had heaven's resources at his disposal was because he spent that time in the presence of God. So he said, Nicodemus, yeah, you see me. I look like an earthly man, but I'm always communing with my Father. I'm always in that secret place with my Father. And you know, in Ephesians 2:6, it says, for he's raised us up together and he's made us to sit together with him in heavenly places. Come on. He has raised us up. You and I, we've been raised up with the Lord to sit with him in heavenly places. Come on. You may be sitting right now in the seat, right, Mr. Jeff? But he said, I raised you up together with me. And I made you to sit together with me, Christ Jesus, in heavenly places. We are seated in the anointed one and his anointing. Come on. We are seated in heaven. Positionally, that's where we are. If a child of God will know and understand and comprehend how powerful we are. Come on, positionally, I'm standing here, but really, I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places. Come on, I have heaven at my disposal. I have heaven's word at my disposal. This is his word. Come on, this is his word. When I spend time in the presence of God, when we spend time in the presence of God, we spend time in his word. And the Bible said if we will meditate in his word day and night, night and day, Joshua 1:8, observe to do all that is written in this word, we're going to make our way prosperous and we're going to have good success. Meditate is speaking the word of God out of your mouth. Come on, you need to hear yourself say the word of God. Come on, we got to spend time in his presence, but we got to speak it out of our mouth. We got to declare it out of our mouth day and night, night and day. Come on, speak the word of God. Come on, we can't be lazy. This life as a Christian is not a lazy life. It's a life where we work. It's a life where, come on, if we don't like the way things are going for us, we can change it immediately. We can say, God, I want to shift this way in which I am living, and I want to live the God life, and I'm going to start with declaring what you say about me, not what the devil say about me, what the statistics say about me, what my culture say about me. No, I am part of a kingdom culture. Come on, my culture is from heaven. My culture is from above. So it doesn't matter what my race is. I am from the kingdom of God. And we are from the kingdom of God. We are from another planet. We're not just mere mortals. The last time I read, it says you are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You're a peculiar people called out of darkness into his marvelous light. And once you were not a people, but now are you the people of God. Amen. Who had not obtained mercy, but now you've obtained mercy. Come on, we are the people of God. We are God's people. And so we've got to recognize who we are in Him. In Him. How about, listen, our greatest example is Jesus. Yes. Mark 1:32. The Bible says, now, in the morning, having risen a long time before daybreak, He went into a solitary place and there He prayed. You know, when I became a believer, Christian, I went in the Bible and I said, you know what? I want to be like Jesus. That's what I said. I want to be like Jesus. So I studied His life. I'm still studying His life. I started looking at Him. What did He do? What did He do? He rose up early. He said He rose up before daybreak. Right? But before that, the Bible said in verse 32, 33, it said He had prayed for the sick. He said He waited until the Sabbath had gone on. He followed all the rules. And after the Sabbath, they brought to Him the sick people. They brought to Him the demon-possessed people. And He prayed for all these people in the evening. And He ministered in the evening. But in daybreak, in the morning, rising a long time before day will come, He went into a solitary, He went into the secret place. He went into that place of prayer. He went to do what? To talk to God. Come on, this is the Son of God. Come on, this is the anointed one that John, come on, anointed Him in the River Jordan. This is the one whom the Holy Ghost came upon. Come on, this is the anointed Christ. But every day He went in that solitary place and there He prayed. He needed to spend time with God. The disciples said, Jesus, everybody's looking for You. Everybody want a piece of Jesus. But Jesus said, no, I want to be in the presence of My Father because I can't give you anything. If I didn't spend time with God, what am I going to give you? We can't get ministers, those of you that are in ministry, we can't give the people dregs. We can't give the people crumbs. We got to give them bread. We got to feed God's people. We got to spend time in the presence of God. Come on, we've got to be in the face of God. It's not so much about the message. It's about spending time with God. And He'll fill your mouth. And when you stand before the people, He'll put in your mouth what you need to say. It's going to build the people up. The Word of God must always build up. Come on. The Word of God must always edify. The Word of God must always lift the people up. Yes, we can correct, but it always must come from a heart of love. Always from a heart of love. Always from a heart of, come on, I could feel the love of God moving. I can feel the presence of God moving. Come on, we can be bold. We can be courageous. We can be fierce. But love is underneath. So Jesus spent time with the Father God. He will go and spend time with God. That was early in the morning. Come on, early in the morning before daybreak. Come on. He would go and spend time with God. Hallelujah. I said, you know, Lord, I want to live this kind of life. Seeking Father God. Mark 6:46, evening prayer time. He said, when evening came, He sent them away. And He departed to a mountain to pray. He departed to the mountain. Come on. He departed to the mountain to pray. He had a place. His disciples knew there was a mountain that Jesus will go to pray. Yes. Come on. Right. To pray. To seek the face of God. You know, I had the awesome privilege of going to Africa. I had a chance to go to Soweto in the townships before apartheid came down. And I went on an assignment, and I went to a place called Swaziland, which is in Africa too. So we went to Swaziland. Our assignment, you know, our pastor was going to go preach, but our assignment before he even got there was one of intercessory. We were going, and we were preparing the soil, and we were praying and making the way straight so that when he goes, he's going to be able to do a good message. And so guess what? In the morning, they had mountains in Swaziland. Big, tall mountains. I would find those mountains early in the morning and I would go up there and I would pray. I would feel so close to God. Come on, I would feel so close. I would go in those mountains. I said, you know, Jesus, whatever you did, come on, whatever you did, I can do. Come on, whatever you did, I can do. I looked at people in the Bible. I said, wow, these are mighty women of God. Whatever Esther can do, whatever Deborah can do, whatever Rebecca can do, whatever these these mighty women of God. What can stop me? Nothing can stop me. All I need to do is spend time in the presence of God and let God change my life. Let God take out all the stuff that don't belong there and make me to be the woman of God that he wants me to be, so I can be a blessing to serve his people, to give bread to the hungry, to see the dead raised. Come on, to see the sick healed. Come on, this is what Jesus did. He spent time with the Father, right? Are you receiving today? Yes. Oh, yes, I pray you are. Luke 5:16, he said, so he himself often withdrew into the wilderness to pray. Often he'd go in the wilderness to pray. Come on. In Luke 6:12, the Bible said he prayed all night. Come on. It's now it came to pass in those days, he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer. That's where it came from, all night prayer. You know, people said, all night prayer? Oh, yeah. Jesus did all night prayer. Come on. He went to pray. Come on. He went to talk to God. He had such a good time. He couldn't leave. Come on. He was captivated by the presence of God. He could not leave. He stayed there, and he stayed there because he had big decisions to make. Big decisions to make. His decisions were, he had all these disciples, but he had to choose 12 who were going to be apostles. And he couldn't just come and down and say, Tom, Jane, Harry, blah, blah. No, he couldn't. He had to spend time in the presence of God to choose out of these disciples who were going to be apostles. Come on, that was a great responsibility. And so in order for him to choose ministers, in order for a pastor, in order for us to choose the right people, it's not about giftings only. It's not about talents only. It's about, do you love God? Are you a Jesus freak? Are you a sold out lover? Come on, are you sold out for God and his kingdom? Come on, will you preach when there's one person or 1,000 people? Would you minister and give your all to God? Come on, would you go and spend time? Would you put the plate down and fast and pray? Come on. That's what it takes. Fasting and praying and spending time with God. It's commitment. It's commitment. I learned how to be in that secret place. Out of that secret place, you know, when we were coming to move to Florida, you know, I was in ministry. We were both in ministry, associate pastors and everything. But we would take time to be in the secret place, take time. And we were in this meeting, cell group meeting, small house meeting. And I was seeking God. I was praying. I was worshiping. I was talking to God. I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, I'm going to take you to Florida. Heard him say clearly, I'm going to take you to Florida. But I'd learned how to spend time with God in the secret place so that when he said, I'm going to take you to Florida, I knew that it was God talking to me. And so I went to my husband, Jay, and I said, honey, the Lord said he's going to take us to Florida. He said, wow, that is great. But the Lord did not tell me anything about it. He said, but you know what? I've learned enough to know that you hear from God. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to sponsor the trip. I'm going to allow you and the children, we had the 4 children, to go to Florida. We didn't know where in Florida. We didn't have green cards. We didn't have anything. So we ended up in Orlando, Florida, with the 4 children. And so he brought us here. And he said, honey, he was working with Revenue Canada. He worked with the government. And he had a department. And he had all these people that he was in charge of. And he said, I'm going to wait and hear from God. Isn't that a good man? Not because his wife said such and such. He believed that I heard from God. He sponsored the trip. He allowed me to come. I come with some other people, a couple other teams of people. But he said, I'm going to hear from God, right? And he listened to God. He had a vision. In the dream, in the vision, he saw that we were at the airport. And he saw this great big wall, this gate. And he said he saw the gate come down. And we were on one side and he was on the other side. And we couldn't connect. And he said then and there he knew what God was saying. You got to get up and you got to go. And so he went, he said, always with tears in his eyes, signing his cushy little job with all his money and all this good stuff. He signed his resignation and he came to Orlando, Florida 2 months later and he joined us. Come on, we didn't have a green card. We didn't have anybody to, you know, supportive system. We did not. All we had enough money was to get an apartment. Come on. We didn't, we couldn't, we had a house. We sold our house. We gave everything away to a young pastor that was starting a work. We sold it all. We got in a car with our four children. We started living in Orlando, you know, with no green card. My husband can't work. Come on. I said, I'm not going back into nursing. And we started praying in Orlando. God, would you move in this place? Lord, would you move in this place? God, will you send a prophet in to Orlando? Will you move, Lord? Would you move? Because when we came to Orlando, it was great, but there was not a lot of prophetic voices. And we started praying, and the prophets started coming. Mark Sharon, a different one, started coming in that city. And we started interceding, and God started moving. And my next-door neighbor was a nurse. And guess what? This nurse, she said to me, Jennifer, why don't you go back into nursing? I said, I don't want to go back into nursing. But I went back. And guess what? The hospital, I got a job in Florida Hospital as a nurse. And God worked it so faithfully that we got sponsored and we all got our green card. For 2 years, my husband could not work. He gave his time to the ministry. Our kids, like I said, we only had enough money to what? Get an apartment. We slept on the floor in the beginning years. We slept on the floor. We had enough money for send our kids to Christian school. They all four went to Christian school. You had to pay tuition. Enough money for tithe and a little bit left over for food. But God kept us. God kept us. It's been 29 years now that we came in 92. So how much is that? 27 years we've been here. And we've seen how God bless us. That house that we gave up. God blessed us with one house. We sold that one. We got another house. God has blessed us. God blessed us with a wonderful church. God blessed us with a wonderful people because we said, God will give it all up for you. Come on, we didn't have a ticket. We didn't have a ministry that received us. We heard a word of God. Being in the secret place. And I've learned over in ministry in my years serving the Lord, God will speak to me. God will minister. When I met Pastor Don and we chatted about this coming here, I had to go to the Lord. I had to say, God, is this where you want us to go? Because we don't know her, right? Come on, we don't know her. We know her by the Spirit, but we don't know her. And the Lord said, go. Come on, go. And what a connection. What a connection. Because you spend time in the presence of God, God will bring you good people. Come on. Come on. You spend time. Come on. I learned how to pray. I learned how to seek God in my early years and my now years. I learned how to talk to God. Everything that we've gotten in life, our breakthrough in our family, our breakthrough in our marriage, our breakthrough in our children, our breakthrough in our finances is through prayer. Come on, I would pray and I would see God do it. Come on, the pastor church, you got to pray. You got to seek God. You got to know God has called you. You got to know that's what you want to do. Come on, it takes time praying and seeking God so that you can bless God's people. And you can love on God's people. And you've got to pray. Come on, you got to wake up early in the morning. You got to make sacrifices. But it's so worth it. Come on, it's so worth it. It's so worth it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus went to the garden, right? When he went to Gethsemane, he said, what? Let this, if it would be possible, in Luke 22, verse 40, he said, Lord, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will be done, but thy will be done. Come on, if it were possible, let this cup. Come on, he knew this was what? A cup of suffering. Jesus knew in order to go to the cross, it meant that he was going to be separated for the first time from his Father. Why? Because he was going to take the sin of the world, yours and mine, and those who were yet coming to the kingdom upon himself. And guess what? He could not stand in the presence of God with all that sin upon him. And the very first time he knew that he was going to, is that the right scripture? He was going to be separated from God. I believe it's Luke 22:41, right? Is that it? In the Garden of Gethsemane? Is it the wrong one? Yeah, he withdrew and he knelt down to pray. But he also called his disciples and he said to them, Peter, James, and come with me. Come and be a part. Experience. Come on. He wanted them to experience his time of prayer. He wanted them to have corporate prayer with him. When he was in that garden, when he had to make big decisions, he was showing them the example. But the Bible said their eyes were heavy from sleep. Come on. They could not. Three times he come and they would fall asleep. And finally he said, Peter, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Could you not stay with me? Could you not be in that? He said, I know. Your spirit is willing, Peter, but your flesh is weak. Peter said to him, my spirit, I want to do it, Lord, but my flesh. What? They needed an awakening. Come on. They needed an awakening. And we need an awakening. We need an awakening towards prayer. We need an awakening towards spending time with God. Come on, many, many prayer rooms, many closets are empty. He's waiting to hear your voice. He, make a closet, make a room. You know, in my house, I find a room. I make a room. I make a closet. I put a chair in there. I sit and talk to God. Come on, your closet can be your living room. If you don't have a closet, find a place that you're going to meet with God every day, that you're going to talk to God, you're going to commune with God. Come on, you're not too young. Young people, you're not too young to spend time with God, to spend time in the presence of God, to spend time crying out, talking to God. Amen? Rising up early. Come on, he had that decision to make. We need an encounter. We need an encounter. He needed. He knew he had to be obedient. He said, Lord, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Come on. Spending time with God means commitment. It means you've got to make sacrifices. Come on. Sometimes the flesh don't want to pray. Come on. You hit the snooze ball. Snooze. That was like the disciples. Snooze. Come on. But we've got to wake up. We've got to say, God, wake me up. Wake me up. Let me have an encounter. I want to be alert. I need to hear for the psalmist. I need to hear new songs from heaven. It's okay to sing Bethel songs. It's okay to sing songs from IHOP. But how about waking up early in the morning and spending time with God and God giving you fresh songs from heaven that will bless the body of Christ? How about new songs that's not been sung before? Come on. He'll give it to you. All you got to do is desire it. Fresh songs. How about spending time with God and let him encounter you, that you have an encounter with God. And he shows you what's going to happen in your life. He shows you danger before it happens. He shows you who you need to pray with. Come on. Spending time with God allows us to be strong so we can impact our generation. Yeah, we spend time in the presence of God. Jesus spent time in the presence of God, but he cast out demons. Yeah. He laid hands on the sick. Yeah. Come on. He said, those that were oppressed, he healed. When we spend time in the presence of God, we become stronger. We become bold, courageous, anointed. Yeah. Then we can go and do the work of the Lord. Come on. We can go. We can be that activated church. That church that's activated, that's going to say, I will touch my culture. I will touch my generation. I will touch the people of my age group. Come on, we are all called to touch people. And when we spend time in the presence of God, we become strong so that we can go out and touch people in the community. Come on, it's beyond the four walls. Come on, all out. All out. Come on, you got to be all in to be all out. Come on, you got to be all in. Come on, you got to be, we have to be a unified church. All in with your leader. All in with the vision. Not back and forth, back. All in. All in means I got your back. I'm standing with you. I'm working with you. I'm praying with you. I'm interceding with you. I'm standing with you. I'm not speaking to you. I'm not going to have you for my lunch. Come on, pastor's got it tough, man. Listen, when God told me, when my husband came to me and said, honey, God spoke to me and says that we're going to pastor a church, I looked at him and I started crying. I said, oh, my God. Pastor, I said, God said to me, I'm going to be a prophet to the nations. That there's no pastor in there. There's no nation in there. I said to him, honey, I'm going to be in church. I'm going to look at the same people and they're going to look at me. What am I going to do? I want to go on the plane. I want to touch people. I want to go to nations. I want to go to nations. But God said, no. I'll bring the nations to you, and I'm going to prepare you. I'm going to train you. I'm going to cause. You see, the saints of God is like sandpaper to us. Come on, they smooth us out. They fix up all the bumps. They teach us how to be strong. They teach us how to be courageous. They teach us how to love. Come on. The people of God are the most blessed people of the earth. Because you guys cause us how to love. I would not switch my profession for anything. I love pastoring. I love the people of God. I enjoyed. I said, yeah, I want to see their face. And I want them to see my face. I love the people of God. It was the best thing I could ever do. See, you always think that you want to do it your way. But God knows what you need. God said, in order for you to be a prophet to the nations, yes, I need you to be a prophet over this sheep that I've given you. And when you are faithful over that sheep that I've given you, and you prove yourself faithful over that, then I can give you the nations. You know, but we have to be willing, right? We have to be willing. Okay, so let's go here in Matthew 6, 5 and 6. It says, when you pray, Jesus said to his disciples, he said, when you pray, go into your room, right? He said, don't pray like the hypocrites and all this. He said, but when you pray, go into your room, and when you shut your door, right, pray to the Father who is in the secret place, and the Father who's in the secret place will reward you openly. And verse 6, he said, when you pray, right, when you pray, just go to verse 6. When you pray, go into your room, which means alone, secret place. Shut your door, which means you're not taking your girlfriend, your friends, your kids, everybody in there. You're not having a party, no. Go into your room. Shut your door. Pray to your Father. Who's in the secret place? Who's in the secret place? Who's in the secret place? It tells you right there. God is so awesome. He said, go into your room. Shut your door. And pray to your Father who is in the secret place. Come on, we were talking about the door into the presence this morning. I said, God, I'm on track, you know? And go in. Come on, don't stand in that door. Go in. Enter in, right? He said, go into that secret place. And your Father who sees in secret, come on, he's going to reward you openly. Come on, come on, come on. Doesn't matter. You do what you need to do. You spend time in that secret place. You spend time with God. And guess what? You start changing. Come on. You start changing. Come on. You start looking. Come on, like God. You start looking like God. People see there's something different about you. Come on, they see the glory of God upon you. They see that presence of God upon you. Amen. Come on, you see it. I'm going to close with this. I just want to say a little bit about Esther. You know, Esther, she had favor, right? Yeah. Esther, she had favor. Come on, beautiful, virtuous, right? Come on, The king saw her, and the king loved her because she was so beautiful. She had favor in his sight. And the king said, Esther, but she had, first of all, you know, she was intimate with that king, right? Right, she was intimate. She had relationship with that king. And then one time, she came to the king. She made a petition. She made a petition before the king. And the king said, Esther, what do you want? I'll give it to you, to the half of the kingdom. Whatever you want, to the half of the kingdom. We have a king. His name is Jesus. He's not giving us half of the kingdom. He said the kingdom belongs to you. I made you a king and a priest unto your God. Come on, he's made us kings and priests. He's caused us to sit together in heavenly places with him. He's given us the kingdom. And he said, the kingdom belongs to you and I. And we are citizens of the kingdom of God. All we have to do is obey the instructions of the king who laid down the laws in the kingdom. Right? The laws is his word. If we live according to this word, this is the kingdom laws. Right? This is the kingdom laws. We have laws that govern the kingdom. And his word is the laws that govern the kingdom. And if we live according to the laws that govern the kingdom, he said, everything that belongs to me belongs to you. He said he called us to be heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Joint heirs. You're a joint heir. You're a joint heir. Can somebody just play in the background for me a little bit, keys? Just somebody play, whoever. Or just put on music or some soft music or something. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. There she comes. Thank you, Father. As we dwell in that secret place. Amen. Did you all receive something today? Did you all receive something today? I pray that out of everything that I said today, that you would ask the Lord to find a secret place, make a secret place. Say, Lord, I heard this word, and I'm going to do it, right? I'm going to take an extra 10 minutes, an extra 15 minutes. Come on, it doesn't have to be a long time. You can start. I started off with 10, 15 minutes, and it grew to hour, to more than hours sometimes. But you have to start somewhere. God wants intimacy with his people. He wants to speak to you. He wants our fellowship. He wants to release his glory. He wants to show you the keys of his kingdom. He wants us to know how to live this kingdom lifestyle and to walk in his goodness. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we glorify your name, Holy Spirit. We give you all the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, glory. Come on, let's just worship him. Come on, lift your hands. Come on, lift your hands. Come on, lift your hands in adoration to the King of glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. When I was worshiping, the Spirit of the Lord was saying to me that he's raised up so many warriors in this church. Warriors. It's a warring church. And the Holy Spirit is saying, I don't want the war to stop. I don't want the fire to go out. I want this to be a warring group of people that will fight for the things that they believe in. Fight for truth. Fight for justice. Fight for equity. Fight for the cause of the widow, the fatherless, the poor. Fight. Fight for those who can't fight for themselves. And God said, I raised up this church to be a warring church, a church of warriors. A church of those who will fight and those who will stand for my kingdom, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. My sister in the green who's standing up, you and your, I believe that's your husband. Can you all come? I want to minister to you this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Come on, let's worship. Come on, let's just worship. Come on, don't spectate. Join in with me. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Those of you that have your prayer language, start praying for them. Praying that the Lord will do what he needs to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. What's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan? Edie. God has a wonderful plan for both of you, right? A wonderful plan. God says, daughter, I seen your heart, and I seen your desire, and I seen your love, and I seen your passion for me. God said, I've put nations on the inside of you. I've put nations and I've put peoples on the inside of you. And God said, I'm preparing you and I'm training you for in time to come, you will go, your feet will step on many, many foreign soils, says the Spirit of the Lord. And God said, man of God, I've put my word on the inside of you and I'm preparing you. You're in preparation, words of knowledge, words of wisdom, words of prophecy. God said, I put a song on the inside of you and I put a fire on the inside of you. And God said, if you wouldn't mind to stand behind me, I just need two people to stand behind me. Hallelujah. And God says that I've put my anointing and I put my grace upon you. And God says, I will cause you to be radical worshipers. You're saying, God, I need more. I need more. I don't want to just settle for the mundane. I want, God, for you to encounter me and bring me, God, where I will be like a lover of God, passionate for God. And so God said, today, son, I give you the desires of your heart. Daughter, I give you, just receive, receive. Don't be afraid. Oh, I give you the desires of your heart. The desires of your heart. The desires of your heart. Radical worshipers, radical praisers, radical, radical for my kingdom. Where's the drummer guy? There was another drummer from yesterday, though, but you can come. You can come. The yesterday drummer. Where was he? Come on. You can both come. You can both come. Hallelujah. Is that your wife? Would you let her come too? Come on. Come on. You're one of those radical warriors. You're one of those radical warriors. You are a radical warrior for the kingdom of God. And God said, I'm baptizing you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Woo! Receive that fire. Woo! Receive that fire. Whoa! Such an anointing. Such an anointing on your life. God said, son, I called you. I set you apart like a Jeremiah. Oh, yes. Like a Jeremiah. And God said, you're going to do great exploits for me. You're in the right place at the right time. Remain stable. Remain plugged in. Remain in my presence and remain in my glory, says the Spirit of the Lord. Just come on, brother. Come on. Father, I bless this couple. What's your name? Holo, and your name? Elizabeth. You expecting? Yes. Lord, we bless this baby. We bless this baby. Oh, yes. Oh, this is a princess in here. I don't know if it's a prince or a princess. I don't know what's in here. But, eh? It's a girl. I heard princess. Oh, I heard, Lord. A princess. A princess in here. She's beautiful. She's beautiful. And God said she is strong and courageous. And she is a no-nonsense young woman. She will do great things in the kingdom of God. And God said, I'm restoring to you the years that the palmer womb, the caterpillar, and the palmer womb has eaten, and the locust. God said, I'm restoring back to you everything. God said, you're going to have the resources, the finances, all that you need for this child and for your life. God said, I'm a God of abundance. I'm a God of super abundance. And God said, I will use you for my glory, says the Spirit of the Lord. And God says, I will cause son books to come out of you. I will cause to come out of you manuals, says God. You're going to write. You're going to write. You're going to write. You're going to write of your experiences. And it's going to be a blessing to my people, says the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come on, let's just worship. Come on, let's just worship. Come on, let's just worship. Oh, let's just worship the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Can you come, my sweet little sister? Oh. Is that the young man, your brother? The one who was sitting next to you? Where'd he go? The basement. He's your brother? Come on. Come on, three. Come on. Come on, all of you. Radical warriors. Radical warriors. Look at them. Who are your parents? Oh, that's your kids? Wow, radical worshipers. Okay, put your hand up to the Lord. Put your hand up to the Lord. Come on, you want the Lord to do something special for you? You want to, come on, come up closer. Come up closer. You want the fire of God this morning? You want God's fire? Receive it. Whoa, receive that fire. Receive that passion. You're going to be a passionate one. Receive the fire of the Lord. Receive the fire of the Lord upon your life. Receive the fire. Fire. Fire of the Lord. Fire. Fire. God, baptize him. Baptize him. I pray that God will use you mightily to touch your generation. That you are a radical one for God. And you are set apart as a Nazarite for God. And that you will be set apart. And that God will keep you away from alcohol, from drugs, keep you away from the world, keep you away from promiscuity. God, preserve you. Preserve you. Preserve your life for him and to encounter him. I pray, encounter some heaven. Encounter some heaven. Encounter some heaven. Encounters from heaven. God, encounter you. Oh, yes, at an early age, encounter you. Yeah, he's going to encounter you. Oh, yeah, he's going to. That's the glory. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Receive it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let him encounter you. Come on. Receive it. Don't be shy. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares if you go down? Who cares? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That young girl right there. Can you come? I want to pray for you. Come on, that little beauty right there. Come on, can I pray for you? I love young people. There's four of you right there. Can you all come? I love to pray for young people. Come on. Come on, young people. Come on. Come on. You want God to encounter you? You want God to encounter you? Change your life. Change your life. Lord, touch her life. God, she's beautiful. God said you're beautiful. The enemy tried to make you feel you're not beautiful, but you're beautiful. And God, I pray that you would touch her life. By your glory, touch her life. Touch her life. Encounter her. Encounter her. Encounter her. Oh, yeah. Encounter her. Encounter her. Come on. You can't run. You think you're tough? Well, God said, I'm tougher than you. I'm tougher than you, dude. I'm tougher than you. God said, I got you. All of you, I'm going to use you for my glory and my honor. And God said, you're a good young man. And your family's going to be proud of you. You're going to make your family proud because you're a good son. Hallelujah. Lord, bless this young sister. Bless her life today, Lord. Bless her life. Encounter her with your presence. Oh, yes. Gosh, there's such an anointing of God in your life. Oh, God is removing all the concerns and fears and anxiety that would try to lord it over your life. He's removing it right now. God, bless this young woman. Lord, bless her. Bless her, Lord. Give her understanding. Understanding. Give her understanding. Don't go yet. Give her understanding, Lord. Bless this young man. Lord, touch his life. Oh, you're such a wonderful young man. God has an awesome plan for you. You're going to stand before great people, and you're going to talk about the goodness of God. I see you successful in business, and I see you successful in the things of God. The anointing of God. Put up your hands. The anointing of God is going to invade you. You're going to feel his presence right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Fill his heart, Lord, with your glorious presence. Thank you, Lord. Touch this young woman again, Lord. Second dose. A second dose. Baptize her afresh. Oh, God. Baptize her. Baptize her with your Holy Ghost and power. Baptize him with your Holy Ghost and power. Baptize her with your Holy Ghost, and fire. Holy Ghost and fire. Holy Ghost and fire, God. Holy Spirit and fire, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You may go back if you want to go back to your seats. The rest of them can stay down there and enjoy the presence of God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's just wave to the Lord. Let's just wave to the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You're a faithful one. The Bible said a faithful man will abound with blessings. God said, there's nothing I won't do for you, but you ask me so small because you don't think you deserve it. God said, you deserve that and more. And God said, I'm opening up the windows of heaven over you. I'm pouring out such blessings, there's not room enough to receive it. A double portion of the blessing of the Lord upon your life. A double portion. He's removing the pain of the past. And he's healing your broken heart today. He's touching your heart today. And he's healing you. He's healing you. He's the Lord, your healer. He's healing your heart. The things of the past, the disappointments. He's removing it all out. And he's bringing in his joy in your life. Experiencing joy and experiencing the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Come on, let's worship. Come on. I got a few more minutes. Come on, let's worship. Anybody you want me to pray for? Yeah, you just call out whoever you want me to pray for. Whoever you want me to call. Whoever. Whoever you want me to pray for. You know them. I'll pray for them. You bring them out here. Because you know them better than I do, right? These are your grandkids? Wow. Look how tall this guy is.
I know.
Jeez, you're taller than me. What's your name?
Reve.
Reve. Oh, I love that name. That is so beautiful. And what's your name?
Royal.
Royal?
Ryan.
Ryan. Okay. All right, don't be scared. Don't be scared. I'm scared. And what's your name?
Carrie.
Carrie. All right. You want the Lord to touch you this morning? Come on. Influence. God is going to cause you to have influence from an early age. You'd have influence. People will listen to what you have to say, and you can sell anything. You're a businesswoman. I'm telling you. You're a businesswoman. You have business skills. And whatever you put your hand to do, it's going to be prosperous. Because prosperity is all over you. Enterprise is all over you. All the money you need for schooling, God's going to take care of it. Have the best schooling, the best preparation for all. Lord, you marked her. She's marked by you. She's marked from her mother's womb. She's marked. Jesus provided. Come on, stretch out your hand to these young people. Provide for her all she has need of, Father, in the name of Jesus. The Lord said, do not worry. You kind of take on concerns about the family, concerns about things. But the Lord says, daughter, I have not called you to take on worries and concerns. I'm removing all concerns today, and I'm putting joy, 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 Jesus. Joy in your life. Joy in your life. I'm releasing joy in your life that you would walk in joy and you would walk in favor and you will walk in the blessing of God and you will go forth in your life as a virtuous young woman to do great exploits in the kingdom of God. You are a fearless one. You are fearless and you're not afraid of anything. And all those, the thoughts of the enemy comes to you with negativity, we cast it down now and we declare positive thoughts in your mind in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for this young man. I pray, God, you would bless his life. Lord, you bless. Lord, use this height. Use this height for your glory. Use it for your glory. God, use him mightily in your kingdom and use him mightily in school. Everything he put his hands to do, let it prosper. I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that God says, I have your heart. God said, I have your heart. God said, you're a God chaser. You're a God lover. And God said, go after me, son. Be passionate for me, says the Spirit of the Lord. Continue to excel in your school. Continue to excel in sports. Continue to excel in things. Can excel in music. There's music and creativity and the arts that's on the inside of you. And God said, you're going to excel in all areas. He said, don't limit me to one area. Don't limit me to one area because you have so many giftings on the inside of you and he's going to cause you. Even sometimes the enemy trying to make you feel inadequate and inferior, to make you feel God, there's just so much. I got so many responsibilities. I have so many things to think about. And God is saying, son, I will work all things out. All you got to do is take one day at a time. Don't think about 10, 15 million things. One thing at a time. And God said, I will give you clarity in mind, clarity in vision, and clarity in purpose, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God, for Beth. Oh, you're a drunk one. He's going to make you drunk before the Lord. Drunk before the Lord. Wow, drunk. You know his presence. But he's getting ready to encounter you, to bring you to another level, to cause you to be all the things you're asking him, all the things, the petitions you're coming before him for. God is saying, I've answered those petitions. And he's not going to break through. He has broken you through. He's broken you through. He's broken you through. He's broken you through. He's answered your petition. He's heard your prayers. He's heard them. Lord, give him a double portion. Give him a double portion, Lord. Give him a double portion, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Rashaya, la, 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 la. Oh, my brother, he went up. Can I pray for you? Is it okay if I pray for you? Come on. He was rooting for me when I was preaching. He was in my corner. Can you put the guitar down and come on down? Thank you, Jesus. You're a mighty man of God. Was that your wife that was there? She yes. must have stepped out, right?
Yes.
But y'all a mighty couple for God. A mighty man of God. A David, a man after God's own heart. A warrior, and a warrior of God, and a worshiper. And God said, son, I'm opening up the windows of heaven. I'm pouring out blessings upon you. He said, I'm redeeming the years. I'm redeeming the time. I'm pouring out blessings upon you. You bless so many. And God said, this is your time. This is your season for blessings. Just put up your hand. This is your reaping season. You sowed much. Whoa! Woo! You sowed much. But now reap in joy. Reap in joy. Come on, receive. Reap in joy. Reap in joy. Whoa! Reap in joy. 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 Thank you for Jeff, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this man of God. Thank you for his faithfulness. God, give him the desires of his heart. He's got a big heart. He's got a big heart. And God, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would encounter him with a new anointing, with a new presence, with your glorious presence in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, bless his hand. God said, I will use these hands to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. God said, I'll cause you to see with a new eyesight, to hear with a new ears, to speak with a new heart, and to have God's heart. You will know how it is to have God's heart. You encounter him daily, says the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you for my sister, Lord. Thank you for your presence on her life, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for newness of life. I declare health and strength spring forth. Health and strength spring forth in your life. And God favor you highly and cause you to have great peace in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's yours. It's yours. Anybody else?
Let's see.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord says to you, you love him and you've worshiped him for a long time. And the Lord says you've also been pleading for some things. You care so much. And the Lord says that he's answering those prayers. You're going to see the signs that are coming. He said you're going to see the release of the things one by one. He said they're coming in. And he said, your heart, you've been crying out for people for so long, especially those that belong to you. But the Lord said, because of that, it's reached other people around the world. And he said, your prayers are important to him. And he's sprinkling them with a yes and amen. And the Lord said, the increase of the anointing is there, and you're one of those that are going to birth things in the spirit. The Lord said this year he was asking for wombs, and he said, you have it. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, my Jesus. I thank you, my Jesus. Jessica, who's this with you? Who? Domingo. The Lord says that you have a hungry heart, that you've been saying, I just need some things proven to me. There's been a lot of nonsense in your life, just so much that you don't know where to file it. Your file cabinet is full of question marks. It's like, I don't get why people do that. I don't know how people, disappointed me that way. I don't know why they can't see my value. And the Lord says, I want you to know something. I see your value. And he says, I'm never disappointing you. He said, you just haven't gotten past the people into me, because I'm never letting you down. He said, I'm never going to forget about my promises to you. And when you were little, you had promises that you were like, I think this is God. And you had these desires and you wanted them to be fulfilled. And the Lord is saying, those weren't just desires that were placed there by me. It's in your DNA because I placed it there. And you're coming into the season of fulfillment. And the Lord says, I just want you to love on me and receive it. And he said, the presence is your perfection. And he said, you don't want to do anything halfway. You're so afraid that if I step out like that, then what if I make a mistake? And the Lord says, I'm bigger than your mistake. And he said, you're going to experience him. You're going to experience him in a new way. And then you're going to have a really big mouth. And I just see you like with the megaphone, like, and you're just going to proclaim the difference in your life and that he can do it for them too. Amen? Amen. Bless you, brother. Oh, thank you, Jesus. This gentleman right here, I don't know you. What's your name? Steve. All right, would you stand? Steve, you have a place of hunger. And you keep asking the Lord, would you pour more into me until it's satisfied? And the Lord said, hunger can never be satisfied because it'll stop you from coming into everything I have for you. And he said, I want you to know that I recognize you're coming after me. But what you don't see is that I'm coming after you. And he said, I'm going to fill you up until it tip-tops out of the top of you and other people will respond to it. And he said, you care about souls. And he said, that is your driving force, is that you have a heart to see people transferred out of darkness into his light. And he said, that is my heart. And so I'm going to provide the ability that you have. People will start coming to you. You've tried to witness. And it's been kind of a struggle. But he said, I'm going to start bringing hungry hearts to you because you're hungry. And he said, and it'll just flow out of you. It'll come out of you and they're going to be transformed. Amen? Amen. Ingrid, that word was for you too. Did you see that? It was like, you can't separate those. No, that was for you too. Amen. That evangelistic anointing, Ingrid, is increasing. And that's why he's giving you new and fresh ideas. And he said, that's going to bring so much joy to you because this is what you've been believing for. And so joy is your portion. Joy. It is stopping all of the sadness that's been around you. It's like you've been in a bucket of sadness, and the Lord is plopping you out of the bucket of sadness and dropping you into his presence of joy. Amen? Amen. Let's see. Herbert, stand up with your family, please. You too, Mama. Okay. The Lord said there's a freshness to your relationship. He said, there's been a lot of prayer, there's been a lot of struggle, there's been even death. And he said the spirit of death tried to come and rest upon this family. That's why you're struggling. You don't know what you're fighting. The Lord says when you know what you're fighting, you can come to the other side of it. But the spirit of death came and left a heavy covering, hovering over you as though you can't break through the top of it. But the Lord said, this is your breakthrough day. And he said that spirit of death is replaced with the spirit of life. And he said, you're going to live life like you've never lived it before. And he said, I am breaking off every stronghold of the enemy that has encapsulated you, that has tried to get you to be weighed down with the weight of not understanding things. And he said, I am going to bring you a spirit of wisdom and a spirit of understanding. And the Lord says, you're never going to mourn again. He said, I'm breaking off that mourning and I'm giving you back your joy. He said, I have a plan for you and it is not finished. And he said that hunger that you had, the way that you have loved the Lord in the past, he's returning to that to you and more and more and more. And so there is a dumping of God's grace right now. There's a dumping of God's love right now. And it is going to surround this family and free all of you to be who he's called you to be. And so there has been such a spirit that would try to divide. And the Lord says, you're not going to be separated from me. You are not. You are mine. You are called. You are anointed. You are appointed. And I have got you in the palm of my hand. You are mine. Amen? Amen. All right. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Whew. Eric Taylor, God says, you think you're retired, but you never get to retire from him. And so he said, there's a refiring, though, that's going on. And he said, you could feel the difference in the house anointing. You can feel it because you're attached to it. And he said, that fire is returning into your heart. And he says, I'm gonna show you exactly how to express it. And he said, you know you are a great teacher for me. You know I have anointed you for that. And he said, thanks, son. Thanks for representing my words so well. Thanks for caring that it's authentic and that it's true. And that when you give it out of love because you love the word and you love the word. And he said, I appreciate that. And he said, all of the seeds you've sown are not in vain and they're coming back and you're going to see your own harvest. He said, you've talked yourself into being satisfied with the harvest for your children. And he said, I have a harvest through your children, but I have a harvest set aside for you too. So he said, faith is arising back in your heart that you're going to have an abundance of all of the things that you've always desired and you're afraid to believe again. But he's doing it for you just because he loves you. And so I speak that renewal into you. I speak the renewal of faith and the renewal of hope. And God's going to direct you to the thing that will bring you the most joy. And he said, you're going to be authentically happy from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Okay. 5 more minutes. Who needs a prophecy and can't go home without it? Now that's a scary question, isn't it? That is a scary question. Okay, stand up, stand up. Who else rose their hand? Stand up, stand up. That's it. Okay. Okay, why don't you take this side and I'll take this side.
Hi. So God is saying the work that he started, he's going to finish it. And all you have to do is allow him to do what he's doing in your life. Allow him to solidify. God, the word of God went on good soil, and that, Lord, you would raise up a people in this place that know the secret place, that know what it is to pray, that knows what it is to seek your face, that would have a relationship with you like none other, Father God. This is a new day, a new season, a new presence, a new anointing, God, even for Pastor Don, that, Lord, should have a new encounter with you. Oh, the Lord says you're going up higher. You're going up higher, higher, higher. You know the secret place. You know being in the presence of God. But he's getting ready to rock your world. He's getting ready to rock your world. He's getting ready to open up revelation knowledge like never before. Wow, you're going to prophesy more and more, more and more. And you're going to teach God's people how to prophesy accurately. Oh, the glory of the Lord. Whew, the glory of the Lord is resting upon you. God said, I will put virtuous people around you. I will put good people around you. I will put good people to protect you. I will put good people to watch your back. Women and men, intercessors. And they're going to pray for you. They're going to intercede for you. And they're not going to stop praying until you accomplish all that God has for you. God said, these are faithful men and faithful women. I'm going to show you who they are. And their daily is going to pray for you. Their daily is going to make petition for you. But not just for you, but you and your family. And the God said, the things that you're believing God for, God said, they're coming to pass. Watch me move in your family. Watch me turn the tide. God said, am I not the God of the impossibility? And God said, I am turning the things that are impossible into possibility for me. God said, don't say breakthrough is coming. Breakthrough is here. All right, people of God, breakthrough isn't coming. Breakthrough is here. When something is coming, it's like you're waiting for it. And you're waiting for it. You are the God of the breakthrough. When I can't see my way through. You know that song by Eddie James? Do you all have that song? Would you mind to just play it? You are the God of the breakthrough. Do you all play on the top? You are the God of the breakthrough. When I can't see my way through. And I really don't know what to do. You are the God of the breakthrough. Can I have the liberty? Can you all play it? Is it playing the top? You are the only, it's by Eddie James. You are the God of the breakthrough. It's a powerful song. Is that okay, Pastor Don, that they can play that song? You are the God, and you can, I'm giving it back onto you, but they can play it, and we can stand up, and it's just a powerful song.
House, how many of you received today? You know, when you're hearing prophecy, if you didn't get a personal prophecy, you still got a prophecy, because you can always relate to someone else's and just take it. So if it was a responsible word for you and it bore witness with you, you just receive it, and there's always more to come. Did we find it, Farrell? Yes? No? Yes.
Okay. Can we play it? You'll make me happy.
Let's make her happy.
I make yourself. awesome God.
The God of the
breakthrough.
All right. All right. I love you. But who do we love the most? And who loves us the most? And who loves them the most? All right. Go be that love to somebody.